Jamie. Wow.
And she's a music teacher. She knows.
Well, and yes. I don't care what Janie says, I'm going to believe it. Well, you were supposed to get to hear Andrea tonight, but Andrea has that bug that's going around, and she can't breathe too good, and she can't, her voice is about gone, so you're stuck with me. Well, I just wonder if everybody stops and wonders like I do about how in the world can there ever been a design set up so that your nose got in the right place, your ears in the right place, eyeballs in the right place. How did that ever happen? Don't we take a lot for granted? We take it for granted, don't we? And yet there is not a thing on this earth that is not a divine design. You believe that? Including give out negative and how you're going to get it back, heaped up and running over. I could not believe it. In Thursday night class, two people had a story to tell me about how tires had been slashed and cars broken into by two people out of the class. How can that be? Well, we need to pray for them because they will have all that negative coming back. They won't have much peace of mind, will they? We have to feel sorry for them. Those people that did that, we need to be praying for. So praying for people isn't always just as easy as what it sounds, huh? But I'll tell you what's a lot harder if you don't. If we sit here and throw them negative, which I'm sorry to say, when I heard about that, I'm going, we got to stop this. You're not going to. Because these people, why should they have to suffer over their cars being broken into? Their cards stolen, their phone numbers taken, and you know, this address is now out there. So I got to tell you, I wasn't, you know, God was listening, but I did my best to turn it around and ask God to really bless them with the knowledge that as you give, you receive, heaped up and running over. That ought to set them straight. If people really knew that, you wouldn't steal. You wouldn't hell and damn anybody. You wouldn't wish anybody any harm, no matter what they did. Because you know you're going to get it back heaped up and running over. God's plan was so divinely set up that it truly is amazing. And of course, I'm childlike enough to think, how could he have designed putting holes in our heads so we could breathe and then putting a shingles over top? A roof to keep the water from going in when you take a shower or you run in the rain. Who could have thought that? Well, had to be a divine intelligence. Or how about your ears so that the sound goes in, whirling in? What do you think? That took some pretty heavy thinking, right? Okay, we can get into all of that. And then, and there's no end to that kind of thinking, is there? I mean, you could go on and on and on and on and on. How can a baby grow in a mommy's tummy? That's impossible. I don't care how you look at it. That is impossible. That just can't happen. This is really, we have an awful lot to be thankful for. Now then, aren't we thankful that mankind thought up the idea of having one day called Thanksgiving? Did you think about that? Mankind thought that up. With the brain that God gave. Oh my goodness, that brain. We won't get into that. How on earth did anybody ever figure up something like a brain that would make our body work like it does and our life go on like it does? But come back to the Thanksgiving. Mankind thought that up, didn't they? Anybody remember where it started? You do, honey? The pilgrims started it. Why? Yes? Maybe. You know what? However it started, we don't really need to go back in history. We don't have to go back there and sit and think about who made the day Thanksgiving. People made the day Thanksgiving under God's guidance. They did not know that they were setting the day up called Thanksgiving for us So that at least one day a year, we will say the word Thanksgiving, even if it's, you don't have to go to work. Think about that. And how delighted they must be if they ever went back and realized that somebody else set up Christmas right after Thanksgiving. Oh, we're going to celebrate that Christ came to earth. Now, I'm not talking about years right after in years. I'm talking about location on the calendar, all right? Location on the calendar. That we live thankfully. And then at Christmas time, we've got something to be thankful for, that we have people that we want to give gifts to. We want to get gifts for somebody out there, even if it's only one person. You want to get a gift for them, don't you? Or do you say, oh, I've got to get a gift? Please catch yourself when you think, I've got to get my mother a gift. What am I going to give her? Oh, I've got to. Oh, she doesn't want that. She doesn't want that. I have no idea what I'm going to get my mother. I've got to get her something. Oh, then it's best you don't, because then you're giving her the present as representing, I have to. Never give a gift unless it's because you really want to. You really want to make that person happy with a gift. And isn't it interesting that comes right after Thanksgiving on the calendar? Isn't it interesting that Jesus' birth just happened to fall on Thanksgiving? I'm talking on the calendar now. We know Jesus was here first before Thanksgiving, and before the pilgrims, honey. So if you think about this, Christmas, are we thankful for the birth of Jesus Christ, the teacher that came down to teach this school called Earth Plane School? He came down to teach by example, came down to show us how to live. Now do you have something to be thankful for? To Thanksgiving, we're thankful. We have Christmas. How on earth can we ever be thankful enough that he came down and showed us not only the way to live, but that life goes on? Your daddy, he's living fine. He's just free of the flesh. Chewy, just free of the flesh, living fine. Up there with more people than he would have down here. More relatives than he would have down here. Can we be thankful for that? Well, if you're really thankful for that, and as the year goes on, now you've got the new year to start off all fresh and clean with the new year. Everybody goes, oh, new year, get ready, it's going to be the new year. Can't believe it's going to be another year. Oh, my goodness, and all you do is flip the calendar. Anybody agree with that? What else do you do? Well, I hope you don't get drunk the night before to celebrate the new year. That would be a little foolish, wouldn't it? But anyhow, we start the new year. And now we have looked at Thanksgiving. We've been thankful, thankful, thankful. Even if it's only for the turkey that's on the plate. Then you have the Christmas where you have a lot to be thankful for, because Jesus Christ came down on this earth plane. He was too evolved to have been drawn near through likeness. He came down to help us. Let's not take Thanksgiving lightly, all right? The only place that it really mentions Thanksgiving in the Bible, I read for class this week. Look at the picture they paint with these words in the Bible over here in Corinthians 2:10. God will give you much so that you can give away much. That means a lot there, doesn't it? God gives you a lot so that you can give it away. Maybe it's muscle so that you can help somebody lift a load. Maybe it's intelligence that you can help somebody learn what they need to learn. Maybe it's somebody that knows how to make arch support so that it can help your feet when they're old. Intelligence, muscle. How about all that love we put in for us to give away? It's there for us to give away, not to run around and find who loves you, but love to give away. Now, I'm going to pick on Charlene because she loves, and she just, oh, I just love you, I just love you, I just love you. Charlene, sitting over there in red, is a package of love that overflows. I bet if there was a frog came in here, she'd jump on the floor and love it. Oh, Storm, you cute little thing. Oh, I'll save you. I won't let you get hurt, honey. Come on over here and sit on my lap. Is that grand? She oozes love. Oozes love. Now, her life's not been a bed of roses. Not been an easy life. But she gives love wherever she goes. She touches in love. She gives love out like that. What a great example she is. Now, I'm not saying she's a great example in everything, because she sometimes puts her left shoe on her right foot. Perhaps. I haven't looked yet, but it could be. So everybody take a look at her feet and see if I'm right on that. But you think about it. Now, she's got that coming back to her, doesn't she? Because what you give out, you will get back. And so at Thanksgiving, yes, God will give you much so that you can give away much. Not so you can keep it and be whatever, you know, the most intelligent person on earth. If you have intelligence, it's to help other people with. And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will break out into Thanksgiving. They'll be thankful. They'll be thankful for what you can give them. I am so thankful when Sherry now, I'm fortunate to have her in my house for a little while, where she just thinks of things to do. I saw her cleaning my blinds, and I thought they'd never be cleaned again, because I certainly didn't have the energy to do it. I thought she was still sleeping, so I was in my room being very quiet, and I found she was out there cleaning my blinds. Now, that wasn't hard for her. It wasn't easy, but it wasn't hard. What is it that you can do that you can help somebody else with? What talent did God give you that he didn't give to just everyone else? So that they will break out in thanksgiving and praise to God for your help. So two good things happen as a result of your gifts. Those in need are helped, and they overflow with thanks to God. You can help people on the earth learn what they need to learn, if they haven't already, that God is love. And God works through you, through each and every one of us. Can you get excited about Thanksgiving? Now, I want to read this little tidbit here. Which I get a kick out of, because I read for my own enjoyment here, you know. A Sunday school teacher began her class by saying that everyone had been blessed and should be thankful. And then she asked one little boy for what he was especially thankful. He said, "My glasses." That seemed strange. He explained, "They keep the boys from hitting me and the girls from kissing me." Now, in time, we will outgrow the latter cause for thankfulness. But it will never, never, we will never, never, he will never, never, never outgrow, no matter how old he becomes, or how much he amasses, or how much he accomplishes, the many other reasons for gratitude that are visited on all people in every nation and circumstance of life. Whether all are thankful or not, there are 1,000 reasons to be. You can be thankful for the earth that gives a place to stand, and for the sun that gives you warmth and light, and for the trees that give you shade, and for the air that lets you breathe, and for the animals in your subjection, and for the sprouting seeds that give you food, for friends who walk by your side and hold your hand, for the God who loves you, for the Bible that gives you direction and hope, for the fellowship of a church that gives you strength, for the hope of immortality that takes tragedy out of death, and for countless other blessings. The list goes on and on and on and on. You will never outgrow the reasons to be thankful, for you are a dependent being, and that dependency will last a lifetime. We will never grow out of the need for God. So why increase anything else when that is what you can never outgrow the need of? Just today, what did you do for someone else? Just today, what did you do for someone else? Did anybody see Oprah Winfrey? I don't watch her, but I had Liz called me. I had at least, what did I say, Sherry? Half a dozen people that called me. Turn it on quick. And it was Oprah Winfrey had, Sherry can help me with this. I didn't see it as much of it as she did because I found out she was out looking at it in the other room. So she got the beginning of the story. But talked about psychic surgery. And it was really pretty interesting. From Brazil, honey. From Brazil. The guy's called Father, who?
John of God.
And he was removing tumors and all of that thing, and all this stuff, and rubbing stuff up their nose and getting something straightened out in their brain, I believe. I mean, it didn't look too encouraging for me. I didn't think I'd want to run down there. But apparently they couldn't prove that he didn't do it. They could not prove that he didn't heal. They couldn't prove it. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And there was a doctor and a scientist kind of a guy on there, and he tried really hard to find reasons that couldn't possibly be, but he didn't, and he ended up with some sort of a statement that kind of okayed it a little. And I told Sherry the story of a man that came. He could have come from Brazil, but I think it was the Philippines that he came, and he, some spiritualist minister brought him over here. Now, that man that was on Oprah Winfrey would not charge, so I really liked him. He would not charge. You can't, how do you say it, Jerry? You can't charge for something that's given to you? Is that kind of like that?
That's right, and if you did charge, that God would take that talent away.
And they brought this woman brought this man over. And this goes back probably 25 years. So I don't know if Annie Baker or any of you remember. And I can't, for the life of me, can't remember his name right now because it was an unusual name for me to remember. Not that I remember any names, but. but he was a healer, and he was one of those that could, that was like a psychic healer, you know, that could remove objects like your liver or whatever without any knives. Didn't even have a tool like that guy had. And he just with his hands, and then they'd go back and they'd find that whatever needed to be removed was removed. And I went to him just to experience him because I'd heard so much about. Well, you had to give at least $10 to see him. And at that time, that was a lot of money. It'd be more like what would be more like $50 now or $100, right? And I didn't feel any great difference, but I didn't go there to have any tumor removed or anything. But we became friends, and by them making him take money, a charge. I know that's what did it to him, because he got ill, he began to get ill. Then they called me and they asked me if I would go over to see him, and they picked me up. And I said, where is it? And they said, I think at Pacific Beach, but they didn't want to give me the address. Just go with us, okay. So we go over and he's in bed and he's so sick. And I did my best to work healing with him because I loved him. He's just a nice little guy. And he he got, not because of me, but because of God, he got to feel better. And he was feeling really good, and he decided to get out of this area and go to Palm Springs and to finish healing. But he sent me this beautiful plant as a thank you. Beautiful plant, and I had it sitting outside my kitchen window. Now, if you're new here, you're not going to believe me on this. I don't blame you. I wouldn't believe me either on it if I was new. But I lost touch with him. I didn't hear from him for a little while. He had kept in touch with me a while, then I didn't hear from him. And when I did, it was because he had died. Here he got really ill and died. And do you know that plant died? I don't believe it either. I wouldn't expect you to believe it. That plant died. And I had it right outside my kitchen window. You cannot charge for something that God has given you. As Jesus Christ said, you take what they offer, but you can't charge. So anyhow, that's my story. And I have Annie Baker, you might remember him. Annie Baker. We've had so many in and out of our lives, honey, huh? Janie doesn't remember either. You remember him? Oh, Janie, you remember him. Tell me, what's his name?
I don't know his name, but didn't he have a daughter, a mother, or somebody that also did psychic healing?
I don't know of that, but that could be. It could be. He was a really nice man. But they kept him really busy down there, I tell you, at that church that I can't think of the name of the woman that brought him over either. But anyhow, just as good I don't. But Thanksgiving, you want a ditty? Yeah, everybody just, oh, yes, let me have one of your ditties, Millie. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, Hallie said yes. I heard her. She shouted it really loud. I heard you, Hallie. Thanksgiving, what a wonderful thing to do. After all the many things that have been given to you, the hair on your head, though it may be thin, was a covering for shade that was given by him. A toenail on the end of your very own toe is a protector for it when you don't watch where you go. And a skin that repairs, though it has to be stitched, fingers that scratch when you have to be itched. A knowledge that comes to the great minds, so they invent so many things, but it's from God it was sent. God is love, and he started with nothing. Love is the creator, and everyone will learn to be thankful sooner or later. And there are so many things to be thankful for here on earth, like having the opportunity to have been given birth to experience colors, the charm, the magnificence of learning, the growth of a tree, or the fireplace that's burning. So perhaps on this day of Thanksgiving, we could take just a little time to think while you're living and allow yourself to be awed by the creator of a plan that allows soul's expansion for every woman and man. And thank you for giving me this time. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love to talk about God, you know, so don't encourage me too much or I'll start in all over again.